As far as the update I received from my government in Sudan and from a number of eyewitnesses on the ground there in Sudan, the ceasefire is holding, and we hope that will continue. It is good for the civilians, and it is good for the country, and it is good also for the management of the total situation.
How do you see the current conflict in Sudan impacting U.S.-Sudanese bilateral relations?
It will not impact, but it will strengthen and enhance the engagement between the Sudanese government and between the American government, between the official institutions in the two countries, hoping that our joint efforts will lead things move forward together with the other efforts, regional and international efforts. I think that what is happening will enhance the engagement and exchanging of views, updating us. We also update them, and we see where we can manage and move forward.
I see. Sudan's now warring parties, the army and the rapid support forces, were part of a process to restore a civilian-led government following a military takeover in 2021 that ended the civilian administration of Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok. Some analysts say there is a crisis of legitimacy in Sudan. How do you respond to that?
You know, that is the Sudanese people are the one who can say whether there is this party is legitimate or this party is not legitimate. The legitimacy is given by the Sudanese people to any governing body in the country. As we are speaking now, and as of October 25th, you indicated too, there is a government, there is supreme Council of Supremacy, and there is a civil government also, caretaking government, which is handling the political, handling the administrative issues in the Sudan. So the issue is of legitimacy is a 100% Sudanese issue. No other person or other country can say that this is legitimate or this is not legitimate. The Sudanese people are there on the ground, and they are supporting the government.
Just finally, to put this issue of legitimacy to rest, you were appointed by the government that came after the 2021 military takeover. Some people call it a military coup. That civilian administration that was ended appointed an ambassador in 2020, but he was forced to resign. Now you are a full ambassador representing Sudan. How do you see your current role?
The current role is the role of any ambassador to try to improve the Sudanese American relations, to try to work with the American or American partners for the benefits and the interests of both sides, the Sudan and the United States of America. As you know, when I came here, I presented. I was appointed in March 2022, and I came here in December, September, the 1st of September, and on the 16th of the same month, I presented my credentials to His Excellency President Joe Biden, and as from that date, I'm here active. In contacts with the different levels of the government here in Washington and in the United States of America.
And finally, how does your government plan to complete the process of restoring Sudan's democratic transition and the return to a civilian-led administration, which the military agreed to before the current outbreak of violence?
You are right, and this is a good question. You know, the chairman of the Supremacy Council and all other parties also in the Sudan, they all confirmed and reiterated that they are committed to the political process as soon as this crisis is managed. So they will go back and resume the political process. And that is a commitment given to the Sudanese people, to our partners, whether they are international or regional. And it is an open and a public statement that the government is 100% committed to the resumption of the political process, and let us hope that the crisis pass and then we go back to the political process.